is very simple. Think for yourself and question authority.
Yeah, it isn't the law that bothers you so much. It's being chased around and scorned by your ex-peers.
When I say that this great movement, the aim of which is to choose your major, has never happened in human history before, now let me demonstrate or try to prove to you why I feel that way. The notion of thinking for yourself, making your own life decisions, navigating your own career throughout your life, of choosing your own life, choosing how you want to dress, choosing where you want to live. Now really, that's pretty recent, as is the notion of progress, for that matter, revolution. Throughout most of human history, the notion coming for people to say, I want to encourage you young people to think for yourself, you know, was simply out of the question. In a hunter-gatherer society, if I were to go to a New Guinea tribe and say, tribal elders gather the young people here and want to urge them to think for themselves, they say, what do you mean, man, think for yourself? Choose your major. There's only one major, hunter or gatherer, you know. So I can understand that. However, in 1989, in post-industrial America, if you have 50 million Americans on a full moon, loony Sunday night at Sunday school, praying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Well, if your Lord and God is a shepherd, I ask you, what does that make you?
See, I figure you can always tell when God is talking. You read these Bibles are bullshit. Organized religion, for me, is bullshit. I'm half Jew, half Catholic. I have fucked up all week. You know, I get fucked up all week, and then I get guilty, then I confess on Saturday. I can...
Think for yourself. Authority. And
to all of you. Well, that's good advice.
This is, after all,
a very aggressively Calvinist period. Let me offer my condolences to all of you in this generation that left you up. You have to live all your lives with the idea that sex is death and that the rain is poison.
You don't have the sun, will give you cancer.
And, Church General got to come and
say, you get down to things like me and you, and you.
God is an interesting subject. It is a subject that people do not like to talk about. But I like to talk about God because I think he's got a great sense of humor. Oh, yeah, the fucking aardvark, come on. The platypus, give me a break now. You know, the platypus, I think, is one of God's more bizarre creations. You know? And yet we have man here. And when I say man, I mean everybody. Don't start giving me no shit about man, woman. You know, when you start talking to people in the 90s and the 2000s and they get it all together with the right words, okay, but now we're going to talk about man. Small mind making decisions on lives. And in America, man is especially hysterical to me. Now remember, I just cleaned up. So a lot of things are very strange to me. You know? Now, there's a question. People talk about homosexuality. This is another thing. I don't understand the word because I don't know who the fuck it applies to anymore. Because you have your gay, and then you have your lesbian, then you have your gay lesbian straights who are not with the gay lesbian straighters. Homosexuality has been around since air. And no matter how you feel about it, you can't get around it. It's like black people. They're here. So we got that established now. Boy bird, girl bird. Boy bird and girl bird got together and said, we're gonna make some baby birds. Two girl birds got together and said, not us. And the two boy birds got together and said, damn right, Miss Dan.
Whose religion is better? Marriage!